Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What o'clock? The final hour of the week here of Show and Burn. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That there beside me is Joshua Lamont Vernier, and Steve Serta is producing this bad boy. Big Red Friday here in Kansas City as you get ready for the Titans and the Chiefs. I'm smoking a turkey tomorrow on my Weber Kettle Grill. You ought to be excited about it. Remember, Show
and Vern. You going to bring
some in? Remember, Show and Vern is presented. Got it, it's brining right now at the house. Show and Vern is presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the Fix and Flip guys. And we're going to close this 1 o'clock hour this week out with a bang. I know we are. Why? Because this is the longest running, fastest growing midday sports show in all of Kansas City radio.
Yeah, report card to end the show today, so you can start sending those in. Congratulations to Sean in Hastings, Minnesota.
Hey,
you walk
man.
Away with that wrestling video game.
Yeah, Hastings. Been there before. I like Hastings. Kind of driven through it before. Like Hastings. Like Minnesota.
I'm sure you do. Thanks again to Steve Serta for the turkey burgers that he made for Ron and I yesterday.
Boy. I'm telling you.
Looking forward to you bringing in food on Monday for us, Ron, with this turkey that you're brining.
Yep, then going to smoke it. Yep. Going to use a little hickory. Yep. Should be a good time.
All right.
Should be a good time. But here, you know, I'm here in the business of helping you as we get ready to head to Andy Reid and Arrowhead at any moment now. We'll get the latest from Andy, so stay right here as he will speak and give us the latest on the injuries. I think it is a part of my job to see things that maybe might catch some of you off guard or you may not be looking ahead of, Vern. And I just want to warn you of what's going to happen in 3 weeks. December 1st, the Chiefs will host, and I will be live in attendance watching that game and covering that game. The Chiefs will host the Oakland Raiders on December 1st. That's in 3 weeks. It'll be coming off of a bye week for the Chiefs. The Raiders will be 7-4. All right, if you look at it right now, they're 5-4. The Chiefs are 6-3 with road games in Nashville, and then in Mexico City. They are going to be 7-4. They have the Bengals and the Jets coming up in the next 2 weeks. They're going to be 7-4. And this division, when you look up, because I think a lot of people, rightfully so, probably aren't paying attention to the Raiders. But when you look up, in 3 weeks, hosting the Raiders could be, the division could be a lot tighter than you expected. Like, even if the Chiefs run the table, it'll be a one-game lead, and it'll be a tie in the division if the Raiders were to somehow win an Arrowhead. I'm just warning you of what the situation is going to be in 3 weeks, and then I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be worried if you're a Chiefs fan. The Raiders, who are improving, and as I said, are moving Jesus. In the right direction, and they clearly are, even through a lot of turmoil they've dealt with this year, they are going to be 7-4. After 11 games. But don't be worried, because the Raiders are at least a year away from really being able to compete as an AFC real playoff team, in my opinion. So you shouldn't be worried. Andy Reid is one of the best in the history of this league off of a bye, which he will come in. And just because it will appear closer than you expected, you shouldn't worry. But I'm just preparing you for in 3 weeks what the situation's going to be. You could be 8-3 with a one-game lead or tied with the Raiders playing for first place, but don't worry. The Raiders aren't on the level or ready to be on the level of the Chiefs.
Yeah, you're going to the game?
You're damn right I'll be there. I mean, it's the game I got to cover. It's a game that Spec is forcing me to go to.
Sure, sure. No, and you feel passionate that the Raiders will be 7-4 nipping at the heels of the Chiefs, but we don't need to worry about it because the Chiefs will win that game?
Well, I just think the Chiefs are a better – the Chiefs are a Super Bowl contender. I don't think the – I think the Raiders are a fringe playoff contender. And I think it's just kind of settling together with injuries to other teams and how much worse the lower part of the AFC is. And I'm just warning people of where you're going to be in 3 weeks, because I don't know if right now people have thought to themselves, oh, the Raiders are 5-4 with the Jets and Bengals upcoming before they host that game in Arrowhead. I'm just preparing you for where you're going to be and to take a deep breath, because you should not worry, because the Raiders are at least a year away.
Let's hear from Andy Reid as Patrick Mahomes will start coming up on Sunday.
Look at God.
We've got him as out. Patrick did practice the full practice. Unless something happens here, he'll be the guy that plays. And so, but I'm a, you know, you can go whatever direction you want to go with it. I'm going to see how he did after this practice. But right now, that's what it looks like. Other than that, you know, we had a good week of practice. The guys worked hard and are ready to play against a good Tennessee team. We look forward to the challenge of playing them. They've got good players. I'm sure they're going to be back and healthy and ready to roll. But that time's yours.
And you guys talked about what you wanted to see, the kind of the mornings after Patrick's practices. So how did he respond, I guess, after going full Wednesday and going full Thursday?
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, so it's, you know, we just have to see how he does. It looks like he's going to talk to you today. So we'll have to see how he does tonight and going forward the next couple of days. But right now, you know, he did pretty good.
And I know you'd mentioned before he wanted to go back in and play 20 minutes after it happened. What's he been like, just, you know, the emotional side of this as it's gone on, kind of getting himself prepared and trying to hold back and do things the doctors tell him to do and stuff?
Yeah, no, he's done a good job. He's and that's the way he is. So he's done everything he's been asked to do and worked hard, been honest with us. So, yeah, to this point, yeah.
With Tennessee, their defense has been very good this year. Maybe their last game was one of their worst games. Carolina moved the ball pretty well on. What are the biggest challenges against them, especially on the road?
Just what I mentioned earlier in the week is they're well coached. Mike Vrabel's done a great job with that group, and they fly around. I mean, they fly around on defense, and they're dirty tough. So we got to make sure that, you know, we go in with the right mindset. Offensively, it's the same deal. So, I mean, that team is a tough football team, tough-minded football team.
When you mentioned the Titans' defense does fly around, how much does a guy like Harold Landry jump out to you, and what are some of the challenges you see stopping this guy?
Yeah, he's good, and they're good. I mean, I tell you that both sides of the ball, I think they play hard, and they've got good players, and so. They were banged up a little bit. I'm sure some of these guys are going to get back for them, and we've got to be ready for them.
Andy, is there a belief that you may guys suit up around DuVernay's hard defense? Just how are you at right now with the offensive line as well?
Yeah, so again, he worked, and then I've got to see again how he does. Okay. I'm good with the O-line. I mean, the way they've filled in the blanks and done their thing. But, you know, you love to have everybody, but sometimes in this business you don't. And so, but he worked this week and did a good job. With that type of an injury, he's got a tweak here or there. Things happen, but he's come out and worked through, you know, some of the things there.
Last one, Sam.
Andy, I know you probably don't think of things in these terms, but when Patrick went down, given the gravity of what it looked like then, how fortunate do you feel that 2 weeks later you're going to be able to have him?
I'm happy for him, most of all. I mean, I wasn't the one hurt. I mean, he was hurt. So and he loves to play the game. I mean, you don't want to see any of these guys get hurt. I mean, that's not but he loves to play the game, and it's great for him. It's good for his teammates and for the team. So, you know, it's good to have him back if that's where we're going here, you know, which it looks like it is.
All right, thank you.
All right, good.
Oh, huge news here. That is Andy Reid, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. If you missed late, Patrick Mahomes will be returning, barring any kind of setbacks. Will be returning as a starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. And here comes the starter right now, Patrick Mahomes, live right here.
What's this last couple of weeks been like for you? Just not the physical side of it, just not being able to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different. I hadn't had something like this happen to me in my career so far. I mean, I kind of went back to my first year here, trying to help when I was trying to do whatever I could to help Alex out. And I tried to do that same thing for Matt, and I mean, Matt did a great job, and so I was trying to help out in any way possible.
Patrick, when you first went down, can you just take us through a little bit of what you were feeling and what that first just minute or so was like?
Yeah, I mean, I think you had that all that adrenaline rushing, so I didn't know exactly what it was. I knew I couldn't straighten my leg. And so I kind of looked over and saw my kneecap a little out of place. And so I kind of just sat there, didn't want to move. The doctor came out, put it back in, and I kind of took those first few steps, and it was kind of like gingerly walking, but then I realized I didn't really have much pain at all, if any. So I just kind of walked off the field and got the exams, and everything looked good.
Did you tell the doctor to snap it back in, or how did that go?
No, I didn't tell him to. I think I let him kind of just handle it. I didn't know what to exactly do, and he put it back in, and now knowing that helped out a ton as far as my recovery now.
When did you know, Patrick, that you were going to start this game? This week, or we
knew kind of how we've kind of been doing the whole process of the injury in general, is just kind of like seeing how I felt every single day. And so I knew I had a chance once I kind of talked to those doctors, and they said that as long as I was functioning well, moving well, that I could play this week. And so Coach Reed wanted me to kind of still take it day by day. And so I went out here and practiced and took the reps, and I haven't had any pains or any setbacks. And so as long as we keep going with that, then I'm glad to be back out there.
Did you wear a brace or anything on Sunday on the knee?
Yeah, I've been wearing one, but it's not a permanent thing. It's something that, as long as I kind of use it as confidence for myself, I guess you would say. But just consulting with the doctors, I mean, hopefully we can probably have to wear it this week. But as the season goes on, just kind of get that off.
How much greater chance of re-injury do you feel like you have from what the doctors have told you?
Yeah, it's something that hopefully it was just kind of a fluke thing. I mean, I'll always be, I guess, a tad bit higher than the regular person, but whenever you're on that football field, I mean, there's always a chance of injury. And so as long as I'm functioning, I'm moving around the right way, then I think I can go out there and play.
How many had an injury like this, but mentally, just how are you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still in a great spot. I mean, we played two great games these last 2 weeks that I wasn't in. The team played awesome. Defense played really well. Special teams played well. And Matt went in and played very well. And so for me, I kind of just stayed into it. I mean, I think y'all could see me on the sideline. I was just as into the game as if I was playing. And, I mean, I'm glad to be back out there now with the guys.
How fast did you know to run away from Harrison after you ran out on the field?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm an emotional guy. I mean, you see that on the field every week. And I went out there. And I saw the whole team coming behind him, and I kind of realized I was kind of going to be the bottom of the pile if they got tackled. So I got out of the way as quick as I could.
Did you fear the worst at all when it immediately happened? When you see your
say
knee
it one
like
more time.
That? Did you fear the worst at all when you see your knee like that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Anytime you get injured and you don't exactly know, and you're in that moment, I mean, you always have to kind of think and kind of fear the worst stuff. But once I kind of went in that X-ray room. And they showed everything was clear, and I went through the test. They didn't even tell me I couldn't play. I was trying to go back out there, and then they finally told me to take my shoulder pads off.
A couple more guys.
With a mobility standpoint, I know a lot of people talk about how you couldn't play back there if the ball rolled out. Do you feel confident that you can still play your game with your staff?
Yeah, and that's what we tested out this week especially, is we put me on the run, and I threw it across my body and did all the stuff that
All right, that is Patrick Mahomes, and we will head back out to Arrowhead if he continues, if we can get that feedback up. But Patrick Mahomes is playing. He will be back on Sunday. I'm sure Kansas City is ready to go, as I see Twitter flying and going crazy. Here's Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, we talked to my the doctor here, I guess you would say. We talked to two other doctors from around the country, some specialists and stuff like that. And we set up a plan, and I think that was the biggest thing with Rick and all of them, is and Julie and everyone in that training room, is we had a plan of how we were going to attack every single day, how to be functional, how to not be doing too much, but at the same time building as much as I can. And so we had a plan with all the doctors, with the whole training staff, and I just try to attack that every single day and do as much as they let me do, and it's helped me recover in a real quick manner.
But what did you feel like you got the most out of your rehab, or what got you to this place right here that you feel most benefited you?
I think just going out there and testing it. I mean, going out there, doing what they wanted me to do and not taking that day off, not kind of feeling sorry for yourself, just going in there and attacking it just like I would attack a practice or a meeting. And I think just doing that and listening to them and doing what they say every single day has gotten me to this point.
Last one, B. Kind of seeing things from a different perspective the last few weeks. Just what did you learn about your teammates and just this group as a whole while you were on the sideline, seeing the way that they went out and competed and got things ready and then got in a position where you go out there following the win?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we've done as a team is just build every single week, getting better every single week. It's a long season. We still have a lot to go, but every single day it seems like we're getting better in every aspect of the game. And so when you want to do that, I mean, obviously we went through a stretch where we lost games that we didn't want to now see that everybody's kind of pulling together and building together, I'm excited for the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
That's Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And if you missed that, Patrick Mahomes will be starting in the game, barring any setbacks, is what Andy Reid, the head coach, said. Pat Mahomes will be starting in Nashville as the Chiefs take on the Titans. Huge for Tony Romo and Jim Nantz, as they will have the call. And CBS is really, really excited now that the Golden Boy will be playing. Other notes, everyone practice except for Alex Okafor, who has been ruled out for the game with that ankle injury. So that means Frank did some sort of practicing. Eric Fisher took some parts in practicing. So the Chiefs are getting healthier. And Vern, you got the guy back. You got the number one dude in the league back on the field. And
here's what's crazy.
It should be an ass-kicking in Nashville, right?
No, it's going to be a bloodbath, no question. What is nuts to me is it took this injury to Patrick Mahomes for, in my opinion, the majority of Chiefs fans to come together and finally accept, this is a... Now, you've gotten some quality evidence from the defense in his absence, but in that absence, the confidence that this fan base now has in this team is as high as it's been maybe since the clock went to triple zeros against the Colts in that playoff game. That was maybe the most confident Chief fan I've ever heard from going into that AFC title game.
You think?
I think going into this Titans game, there is a confidence about not just the Titans game, but I think over the weekend, Ron, what you'll hear a lot of is what Tony Gonzalez said earlier this week, and that is Chiefs run the table. We don't see the Chiefs lose again.
Well, we looked at the schedule, right, and they're very capable of that. Besides, they didn't have, except for the Patriots, but one opponent before yesterday that was above 500. The Raiders are now 5-4. They are very capable of running this thing out. I think the Chargers can be funky.
Sure.
But they are very capable of getting to 13-3 and 12-4. And if those who believe the bye is very important to you, everything should be intact. And as I said earlier in the week, this is going to be a lift through the stadium out there. And I think I feel even stronger what I said earlier. I think it does the opposite to the Titans. I think the Titans know that they're going to be ready to go and seem – And this is going to take them aback too. This thing has a chance to get ugly. Like I said, I still think he can be rusty to start, but a 6-point?
6-point spread.
Oh yeah, that's happening.
We'll take your thoughts on the breaking news that Patrick Mahomes will play in this game on Sunday. 913-576-7610. That's 913-576-7610. The improved play from the defense the past few weeks, coupled with the greatness of Travis and the greatness of Tyreek and the greatness of Andy Reid, to me has really put Chiefs fans with Matt Moore under center in the same headspace that they were in with Alex Smith under center. So basically what this game on Sunday is the Chargers game. It's week one last year. Although you're not curious of what Mahomes is going to look like. Right? We were all confident last year, week one, that it was a good Chiefs team. We just wondered how great Patrick Mahomes was going to be as he replaces Alex Smith. We don't wonder about his greatness anymore. I think many Chiefs fans viewed the Matt Moore-led ball club as a playoff team on its own. And now that playoff team is adding the best football player on the planet. don't let anyone temper your expectations moving forward. If you don't think they're going to lose for the rest of the year, man, I can't come up with a reason why you should believe other than it's football and anything can happen. This is, in my opinion, the most talented team in the NFL. It's a fair fight with the New England Patriots. And you should drop this in gear and think that it's full bore.
So going back to the injury, if you miss it again, Patrick Mahomes will be starting, barring any kind of setback, in the game Sunday. It also, I get the feel that there's not a lot of nerves from people. Oh, is this too quick?
I don't get that sense. But I think that's because, and addressed this earlier in the week when you were with your city or whatever the hell you did.
You're damn right I was.
That the way that he's carried himself, I think, I know it's put me at ease, and
I think it's put
a lot of people at ease as well. When you see him jumping around after the game, when you see him out at charity events, running drills in front of crowds, this guy has been fully confident in that knee and that ankle, and he is bent over backwards to show you, I'm ready to play. So the way that he's carried himself has given me solace about any concern of re-injury. But he even noted it, as we heard from Patrick Mahomes moments ago. He acknowledges that, sure, re-dislocation is more likely for me than it is the average Joe, because it's happened once to me. But again, this to me is just the latest reflection of he can't get any better. If it's a 10% chance of dislocation, that's about as low as that number can go during the season.
913-576-7610. In our last half hour, I do want to hear from some people real quick on running the table. They got at Titans, home to the Chargers, or at the Chargers in Mexico City. Raiders, Patriots is the big one, Broncos, Bears, Chargers. That's with them, that's doable. They have a decided edge.
And then that could be a bye.
Coach and quarterback. All right, this is what I want to hear from people. All right, I want people to be honest. On the other side, I'll take three or four calls. I want people to be honest because I want to hear what your feelings are now. We were on it during the Denver game saying, hell no, you should temper and take away some things out of the playbook that you shouldn't be using because of Patrick Mahomes' ankle injury. Many of you said to us, he's out there playing. No. The whole playbook is there. I want to hear from you. How do you feel now? Do you feel like there should be some protection in terms of the plays that are run in the game on Sunday? We'll hear from you next.
Joe and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com. Back to Show and Vern. 25 straight minutes of sports entertainment starts now.
Yeah, Kansas City should be fired up. Chiefs fans around should be fired up. Your football station right here, 610 Sports Radio, Show and Vern. We got 30 minutes left until the drive as Carrington, Sean Levine, and BK take the baton from us, and I'm sure they'll be talking about the biggest news. If you are just now getting to your radio, Patrick Mahomes will make his return as the starting quarterback Kansas City Chiefs, barring any kind of setback. As I predicted, Patrick Mahomes will make his return as the starting quarterback
You've
this week.
You've predicted it for the past 3 weeks.
In Nashville this week. What a week it's been for me. It was my day, Ron, the show day, as the mayor said, November 5th. But Patrick Mahomes, and the only person that's been ruled out and didn't practice today was Alex Okafor, defensive end with that high ankle sprain. Eric Fisher did some practicing today. Kendall Fuller continues to practice. Frank Clark with the neck injury continues to practice. But 913-576-7610. I want to hear from you on the text line as the report card's coming up in just a bit.
Be honest. Don't be kissing up to Ron just because it was his week.
No.
The way this guy's patting himself on the back.
And I want you to be honest, right? And I'm not going to come at you for your feeling. You can change your opinion. I want to know this because I felt like, yes, Well, Pat had the ankle issue. There are some things in the playbook that you shouldn't run, like the quarterback sneak. I don't think you should put him in harm's way to have people fall on his ankle, which was the ways that he would get it re-aggravated. But many of you came to us and said, if he's in the game, and I heard professional athletes, I heard Bill Moss say this. Many of you felt like if he's in the game, maybe it wasn't Bill Moss, but I've heard professional athletes say if he's in the game.
Sean Salisbury.
Yeah, Sean Salisbury. If he's in the game,
Yeah, everything's on the table.
The playbook is on the table. Yeah. Run the playbook. And I disagree with that. Like Sunday, I don't think the RPOs should be included as run options very much for him, if not any. I don't think if there's a quarterback draw in there, it should be in it. Maybe the wide receiver tight end pass to Pat shouldn't be in it. Like, I think you got to be smart and maybe not run a lot of the things that could potentially put him in harm's way early.
Here's how I would describe my feeling about how they should use Patrick Mahomes. I like that. Be smart, but in big games, do whatever the hell you want. And I don't think there's a big game until you get to the playoffs.
Or the closer he gets to healthy. The closer he gets to healthy as well. To me is, I'm wondering for you, have you all that first thought, no, he's in the game, the playbook is there, you use the playbook. Do you feel differently now that he has returned? Do you feel differently now since he's returned that, yes, they should be cautious and be smart about what they use in the playbook?
I do feel differently about this game on Sunday than I did the Thursday night against Denver. I do. The knee doesn't really worry me all that much, to be quite honest, because I don't think you can pop a kneecap out if you wanted to, if you're a defensive lineman. You can re-aggravate an ankle. But I believe that the ankle on Sunday is going to be the healthiest the ankle has been.
So you're more concerned is still the ankle than the knee.
Yeah.
Well,
the knee, I don't think the ease of re-injury is as easy as re-injuring that ankle. That ankle is why I was thinking about maybe he shouldn't play against the Denver Broncos, because it had been re-aggravated in three straight games. He's now been off for basically three straight weeks. That ankle hasn't been as healthy as it is right now since the first half of the Jaguars game. So coming into this game Sunday, I'm not going to freak out if they utilize all assets of Patrick Mahomes' greatness.
I don't, like, and I'm coming into this, I don't think this means, well, let's run the ball. Well, hell no. I think he needs to throw the football and play the way that you play. As
like,
I
I'm
said,
not eliminating those RPOs.
I'd have a conversation of those RPOs ending with him running them.
But then it's not an RPO because it's take away the
well, he hasn't done a ton of that much anyway, where he's run off of him. You know, I'd have a conversation with that. That, to me, maybe that's where we disagree. I'm not, like, because I do think there is still obviously a higher chance, as he said, of re-injuring or re-dislocating the kneecap. I just want to be smart about that, especially his first time out in action. All right, let's go to Miles in Lee Summit. Miles in Lee Summit, go ahead, man.
Hey, yeah, I definitely think we should be a little bit more.
For you, 913-576-7610. And what are you going to do? These are your people, Ron.
That's two people.
These are your people.
Pete has done it today.
Pete cussed. That now idiot Miles just cussed. Again, I apologize.
Miles, you're never getting on the radio ever again.
610
you'll never, you won't remember who he is.
You'll forget that name,
and you know
next
that.
Week.
There's several guys you've said that
now,
about.
Miles, you suck.
Okay.
I like your passion, Miles. You just got to be smarter than that. But no, that's the thing. Like, yeah, like I said, I don't think that this needs to be a 20 carries game. And I think Miles, although he said he cussed, I thought he made a good point.
But what
point.
Is it that worries you? Because what can, again, if we agree that dislocating the kneecap is fluky and that the percentage chance of it happening again will not change until something is addressed in the off season. I don't believe that you can avoid that fluky thing happening again. The ankle to me is the focus. If that is something that is easily re-aggravated, I'm with you. Let's be careful with it. And I'm against quarterback sneaks. I'm against him tucking it and running it. I just tend to believe that it can't be aggravated as easily as it was against Houston and Indianapolis.
I think my issue and my concern would be that it is still, after a three-week period, what we've heard is that there is still a 15 to 20% chance of redislocation. I would want to avoid as many hits that I can control myself that he takes on those.
And how is that different than any other week with him, though?
I think it is different because I think that you are less afraid, and like RPOs, you're less afraid or less concerned because he's healthy. Like, you're less concerned about putting him in certain situations because he's healthy, right? Like, I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but if there's that concern that you're talking about, he shouldn't be out there.
I don't think that's fair because I felt the same way with the ankle the last couple of weeks.
But the ankle was re-aggravated 5 days prior to that Denver game, and it hasn't been aggravated in 4 weeks.
But I'm just talking about, in terms of going into the game when there was no knee, if there was an ankle, I thought to myself, you know what? He's got an ankle issue. You should put him in places where, hey, let's avoid as much as we can. He doesn't get hit there. And I think the same way with the knee, right? That's my, because there is still a 20% chance after 3 weeks that it can be dislocated. I'm not saying don't play him. I'm just saying I want to avoid putting him in situations myself. He's probably going to get hit on it. If he gets sacked, he's probably, but I want to avoid it. Big Al and Casey. Go ahead, Big Al.
What's going on, guys?
Not too much.
Just real quick, I know you wanted to comment on the rest of the season, see if we could run it. Honestly, I mean, I heard the guy before. I'm going to be realistic. This is the NFL, so I don't think so, right? There's no way in hell that they're going to run the table. If they did, that'd be awesome. But the schedule, look at the Chargers game. Against the Packers, you know, a week ago, wherever it was, everybody thought it was a shoe-in for the Packers, and look what happens, right? So we're going to have a game or two like that. But glad to see Pat back, right? The only thing is I wanted to get you all's opinion on this. So I was watching the NFL Network after the game last night, the Raiders game, and Willie McGinnis basically said the Chiefs are going to lose Sunday. With or without Mahomes? I wanted to get your all's opinion. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate the call. Willie McGinnis, who's been on this show before, I just think he's dead wrong. I just disagree with him. I don't think they're going to. And
how would you describe Willie's haircut?
Willie has a little juice in there. Willie's,
that's what I was
thinking. I was wondering
if that was that drip.
Yeah, I think he's got a little perm in there consistently. I don't know. Willie don't seem to just strike me as somebody who's got that natural good hair. I think he's got a little kid in there. He's got a little, gets a little something touched up.
That stuff might be seeping in a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, some people are talking about you guys are three running the table. I'm sorry, folks. Like, this will be the first time. Hell, it won't even be this week, but maybe in a couple weeks, this entire team is whole. This will be the first time that Pat, Sammy, Tyreek, Travis have all played together since the first quarter of Jacksonville.
When they scored in a blink.
Yes.
Yeah, no, this is the most, like, guys, it's the most talented team in the NFL, and it's the best offense in the NFL, and probably one of the two best teams in the NFL.
With the defense,
now they
got to
prove it, of course. Yeah, of course. Defense improving, guys getting healthier.
And nobody,
you can say whatever you want, but you're going to be hard pressed to find a better.
And nobody is guaranteeing that they are going to.
Right.
They still have, like I said, they're capable with the Patriots game. The Patriots game is the real. I'm just saying they've got this many games left on the schedule, and the Patriots game is the only one game that you say to yourself, I think this is a chance of a team that may be as good as us or better.
I don't know what you point to with this club and say, well, that's why I'm concerned.
I'm concerned about Phil. Or point to it and say, I'm concerned about Derek Carr at full strength. Point to it and say, Mitch Trubisky, oh, God, those Bears.
What aspect of the Chiefs keeps you up at night? What aspect of the Chiefs keeps Brett Veach and Andy Reid up at night? I can't pinpoint one.
Neil in Lone Jack. Neil, go ahead, Neil. Neil, I'll put you on hold. Reggie, as I'm just messing up everything.
What are you doing over there, man?
I'm just believing in myself. Reggie, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I ain't going to lie, man. I'm super excited, man. Pat's return has me sports moist right now. And I think that when he gets out there on Sunday, you let Pat go full Pat, because that's what Pat going to do. You know what I'm saying? You can try to keep him safe and dial the playbook back, but you know, once he gets out on that field, man, Pat's just going to, you know, his survival mode is going to kick in, and he's just going to do Patrick Mahomes' thing. So, yeah, you don't call no quarterback sneaks or no read option type stuff.
There we go.
I mean, you got to go out there and let Pat do Pat, because, you know, when the situation comes up, he's going to do what his mind naturally reacts to do. And then on the ankle part, man, the ankle is not an issue because it hasn't been on the injury report. None of the insiders have talked about the ankle in terms of it being not 100%. And if we were in the mindset that if we could just get him through that Denver game and get him those 11 days worth of rest, then that would give his ankle time to heal. Well, he's had 3 bye weeks essentially to this point, and the only way you can really re-aggravate that ankle is if you got 320-pound mutants that suck at left tackle falling back on it. So as long as that doesn't happen, I think he's as healthy as he's going to be this time of the year, and I just can't I can't wait till Sunday already. All right, y'all. Peace out.
Appreciate it. That's Reggie from Anaheim. A couple of things
that
I agree
with. Irving for.
A couple of things that I take there that Reggie talked about was, yeah, I'm not saying Pat don't be Pat. You know what I'm saying? I know Pat's going to – I'm not saying, hey, we talked to Pat about not scrambling and not getting outside of the pocket to make plays, because Pat is going to do that, right? And I wouldn't want him to be out there if that wasn't something that we wanted him to do. But I'm saying is purposely calling things that could put himself in more danger than need be. And I don't, especially like you say, I don't think against the damn Titans that they're going to need to do that. Hell, I don't think against the Titans they got to run one RPO, be frank with you, and have any problems. So, I like, that's my thing. Pat's going to be Pat, and I don't want to take that from him. I just want to take away things that I purposely put him in place to get hits in those areas, like
sure.
A quarterback sneak.
Like you said to begin, be smart. I'm with you 100%. Be smart. But I am less nervous about Patrick Mahomes going into this game than I was about Patrick Mahomes going into the Denver game.
I'll tell you what, though. I do want to watch this, though. I want to see how the ankle is. I do want to see that because – Reggie said there it's on the injury report, but I'm not stupid. I mean, I know high ankle sprains don't heal in 3 weeks, especially if you're still on it. So I mean, I'm sure it's better than it was against Denver, but we remember how much he was dragging that thing around, and it would just be one hit. That's not normal. One hit then causes you to be completely, it's because he had issues with it going into the games. So I am not one that is completely over the thought of, oh, that ankle is good just because it's not been on the injury report. All right, Protein Ounce, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Send them in, the report cards. We do this each and every single Friday. Clint the Mailman, listener number 3, show 2 B's for your boobs. Thank you. You got great New York boobs. Love you the way you love Serta. A, crushed it this week, Vern. A for the way you say W, Clint the Mailman.
Yeah, thank you very much, Clint. Listener 317, Serta, you get a well-deserved F. Show, you get an A. Thanks for bringing back the nasty. And Vern, you get an A-.
I know this is going to make Vern mad, but I have to. Does Show even know what an RPO is? He doesn't run the football either. He hands it off and throws it. Hey, sir, why don't you go look up what the hell an RPO is?
All right. Listener 14.
You don't know what it is.
Let's get back to the report card where listener 14 says, I give you guys an A for this week. Thanks for keeping me sports horny and tickling the G-spots of Chiefs fans everywhere.
Should, man. That's what we're looking to do. Listener 1023, Vern A, because he is the voice. Ron D, because Serta is carrying you, Serta A. All right, man.
That's all right, man. It's true.
A++++, Show called it and predicted Mahomes will play this week. Show stamp of approval. I did not use a stamp, though. Didn't use a stamp. The stamp is still alive, though. You know the stamp is alive now. I told you. If he ain't going to play, I wouldn't use it for a year. So the stamp is still alive.
Stamp, by the way, has a winning percentage of 333. It's 5-10 on the season.
Thanks.
Basically the Detroit Lions. Listener 58, A-plus for Mama Show. A-plus for Vern, the most trusted voice in Kansas City sports. A C for Show for threatening to throw out his son's candy. and a B for Serta for having the best laugh in Kansas City.
Kinda, folks, there's no threat there. That's happening. Little show F. What? Just playing A-plus, little show. I smell it too. Vern A. But only if you go to the correct or to the concert with Ron and his wife, please. And you know you want to see that nastiness in person. Listener number, Ready Player 15.
Listener number, XXL. Vern, you get an A. Serta, you get a B. Show, you get a double D. That's a boob joke again.
I got it, folks. All right. That's why I'm going to get rid of them, because everyone tries to hurt my feelings, and I'm going to take that away from you. Listener number, 500 degrees. Great work all around, fellas, minus the snake beat. And I couldn't agree more with you. Keep it cooking. Keep it cooking week in and week out. A's across the board. Have an amazing weekend. Hey, you too, listener number 500 degrees.
Listener 54, Vern gets an A+. He's the only one that can give a decent NBA reference. Thank you very much.
It's not true. Listener number 762, A+ for all. But come on, Ron, that was my girlfriend that tweeted you, and you still aren't on camera. They haven't. I'm trying to take care of you, man. They said they were going to send some information back to me, and they haven't done it yet.
Listen,
I want to do this for you.
Listen here,
$2.75. Wow.
This woman reached out to you asking you to sing happy birthday to her husband.
When is your birthday, Clyde?
Your response was, I'm going to need about $3.
$2.75. She's in it out, man. I just didn't
want to
take it.
Cameo has to decide if he matters enough.
I know it.
That's to be able to charge.
I got to give them my resume, key to the city, almost key to the city. I have a day in my honor in my town.
Is that right? Cameo decides if you're worth it?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's BS.
Otherwise, everybody just be trying to charge for videos of themselves.
That's true.
Listener 13, not going to lie, Ron Nasty was the best part.
Ron Nasty.
Yeah, show's hotline, baby. Come on now. Listener 13, A+ for Ron, A always for Vern, and Steve F, as always.
From the 816, Vern A, Serta A, Show D for denouncing his Chiefs fandom.
Show F for arguing with Mark Boerichter. Don't spell his name wrong, because he doesn't like that. I tried to welcome him on talk, and
what happened with Mark Boerichter?
Mark said something that I just couldn't get with. Like,
Was it about the?
No, man, he's just.
Then you spelled his name wrong?
I just was off a letter.
Were you being disrespectful?
I wasn't, man. I thought I had it right, man. That's Boerichter's a tough one. I like Mark. All right, I don't know Mark, but I mean, he just said something silly. We're talking about left tackles. And he said that no left tackles should ever need help. They should always block one-on-one. And that's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. If you're good, you don't.
The money shot.
All right, let's finish with the bang. Hey, Spoons, finish him off.
It was show. Sorry for sideswiping Mark Boerichter on the way out. But I think somebody who was sideswiped yesterday deserves an apology from you. From you, Joshua Lamont Bernier. I think you need to apologize to Mitch Trubisky because you were too hard on him.
Why?
I wasn't
hard on him at all. I supported him.
It felt like you were calling him out for being a quarterback who wanted to shut off all the TVs.
No, that was Matt Nagy's fault.
I think you were calling him out.
No,
that feels
no,
like to me you were
no,
calling
I ain't
him
apologize.
I think you owe an apology.
See, well, you know what this is? This serves as the latest reminder of show not listening
to
his
friend.
No,
I listen to you. I do.
Well, then you would know that I was saying enough crushing Mitch Trubisky. Start blaming the boob that has ruined this young man.
You didn't allude to him being thin-skinned.
Yeah. No, it's an awful look when he comes out and says, I want to turn off the TVs, but it's the fault of Matt Nagy, who ingrained into his head.
It's not an awful look.
Matt Nagy told him this season, hey, don't answer questions that are negative about your play or our team. That kind of protect Mitch at all cost mindset was implemented by that idiot Matt Nagy.
It was not an awful look.
I'm not apologizing.
You tell me to turn off the text line.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
KC North.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.